Katie Soljak and Julie Busso in the studio with me here to talk about the Love Jam poetry event that's coming up. Welcome to the studio, ladies.
Cool, thanks.
Let's just see if I can hear you. Yeah, no, I'm sure that.
Can you hear
me? Yeah, I've got you. Lovely. All right, it's all professional down here. playing songs that don't have the singer on them and such. What's happening? First of all, tell us about what we can expect at the Love Jam.
Well, it's very exciting. It's the second big Love Jam song and poetry. It'll be at the library on August the 25th. And it's featuring local songwriters, poets, and we also have a competition going, so the finalists from that will be reading their poems as well.
And so when does the event start in the day? It's
all-day event? So it's 5 o'clock start, and then it goes to about 8:30.
Oh, okay, so three and a half hours, mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, so how many acts are we likely to see? Is it?
Well, maybe I'll ask Julie something, then I'll count them up.
Yeah, all right.
to be honest, there's lots of them.
It's pretty jam-packed.
Yeah.
A good name, the Love Jam.
Yeah.
We've got lots of poets who'll read short poems, and we intersperse that with some of the local musicians, and it just makes a really interesting program rather than just having poetry read, because some people might nod off. So we've got to keep them alive and with it. So some really good performers, and we also have some fabulous wine, and that's being supplied by Cooper's Creek,
right.
And they've got a great connection here with the island, so that's a lovely thing to have them on board. And little old me is doing the food again, as I did last year.
What can we expect in the food department?
Well, you know, until I get really about 3 weeks away from it, I'm not quite in the zone, right. But I can tell you that we will again have the fantastic Timutuku oysters, which everyone went crazy about last year.
Absolutely.
So that's
unheard
one thing
of in a poetry event.
Yeah.
Have oysters.
they're getting pretty famous, those Timutuku oysters, aren't they? Like worldwide.
And well deserved as well, because I mean they are a fabulous product. They're beautifully plump, they're slightly sweeter than bluff oysters, and they're here in Waiheke. Mm. So it's a good thing to celebrate.
Yeah. So far you've got do you have all of the acts booked in for the Love Jam? Or?
We do. I can let you know. First of all, I'd like to do a little plug for Julie. She's not just a pretty face over there. She's a famous foodie.
Right.
We're very, very lucky to have her on board, and hence the fabulous spread, which is a ticketed event, but that does include a glass of wine and some lovely nibbles. And Julie's one of the famous things I know about her, that she wrote for Cuisine, right?
Oh, yeah, I did.
And
for about 17 years.
17 years. Wow. Hello. And also she does Shared Kitchen.
Yeah.
And she's on radio, national radio, very regularly.
Yeah.
So I just realised you didn't know who she was. That's why it's giving you a little problem. Some of our acts that we're excited about, as a newcomer on the island is Gabriel, well, not newcomer, but a new talent that's come forth is Gabriel Bond.
Oh, he's the young the young singer.
He's extremely good. We have the winner from last year's competition, which is one of your own, Brent Simpson.
Right.
Who he won last year.
Oh, Brent from the radio station.
Yes.
Oh, he's one of the Island Life hosts.
Exactly.
He's a poet, is he?
Yes, he's
kept that quiet.
Is. And we also have another one from the Island Life. Greg Treadwell's going to be one of the judges.
Wow.
Yes, with Rose Davis as well. And we have acts like Tommy Pickett, James Stone, The Domestics, which are a duo with cello and vocals and guitar, Nikki Natai, Half a Beard, which is, we had 9,000 Shades of Beard, which was Ashley, I can't remember his last name right now. But he's a popular, Michelle Choate, and the Electric Bananas, and more to be announced.
So you said that you've got Greg and Rose amongst the judges there.
Yes.
What are they looking for in a poetry jam?
Well, the competition is divided into three tiers. So we really want to encourage kids to write. Adults probably just need a little bit more of a push to commit, you know, their thoughts to paper. But children really do need good encouragement. So we've got 7 to 12-year-old. That's the first group. And then 13 to 19. And then the adults. So it is open to everybody. Right. There is a section that will... you know, you'll be able to enter in. And we've got boxes in the library for the young children to put their poems into.
Right.
They're in there now. Yeah. They're in there now. And the adults can put them in as well.
Oh, okay, they can too.
There's an adult box and a children's box. And I've been receiving poems already. So if you're interested in entering the competition, any age can be sent to katsun, K-A-T-S-U-N, at extra.co.nz.
Just repeat that, just in case someone didn't have a pen.
K for kangaroo.
Yeah.
A.
Hoppy.
T for Tommy. I know that's not the correct word. It's supposed to be T for tango. S-U-N for Nancy at extra.co.nz.
.co.nz. I've written that down so I can mention it again at the end of the
piece. Since we're doing emails, Julie, you might want to say yours.
Yes, because as we mentioned, it is a ticketed event. Mm. So if people want to book a ticket, it's they can do that to me, Julie, at Shared Kitchen. So Shared, S-H-A-R-E-D, sharedkitchen.co.nz. And that's actually, I do have a food blog website, and that's part of that, Shared Kitchen. So
Is it all one word, Shared Kitchen?
Shared Kitchen it is, yeah, right, joined together.
So lowercase.
Yeah, Julie at Shared Kitchen.
Gotcha. All right, so yeah, if you want to get something in.
Oh, thank you, Katie, you know how to spell my name. It's cool.
Well, then I thought it was another weird spelling.
Well, yeah, no, J-U-L-I-E, right?
That's it.
Oh, that's what I've got. All right. Standard.
does that date me?
I'm sorry. No, it's good to be standard. You don't want to... I mean, how else could you do it?
I haven't got my surname in there, so that's easier.
I'm just trying to think how you could...
That was silly. Otherwise, it would say July.
Yeah. Just trying to think how you could jazz that up. But Julie. Yeah. No, yeah. You put two E's on the end.
Well, you could.
Julie.
Yes.
Yeah, take the I out.
Yeah, you could. Yeah. That's not.
But let's not. No, let's stick with what we've got. So with the competition, it's really fantastic. So the poems come in, and then the winners are... well, we get a short list, and then the winners are announced on the night. Mm. And we have fabulous prizes. Mm. And I'm just going to tell you some of those. So I've already said we've got Cooper's Creek, who are doing the wines on the night. They'll have some wine for the adults. Better not give them to the kids. Timatuku Oysters are sponsoring, obviously. We've got fabulous teas from Timmy Smith, and she's in our main shopping in Oniroa. Mm. We've got fabulous freshly pressed olive oil from Rangahui Estate. We're going to put in some of our own food products. Katie and I do a stall at the market once a month. Katie makes a fabulous chili sauce, and I do preserved lemons, olive, and duka, so some of our products will be in there.
Seed crackers.
Oh, yeah, they're hugely vegan, popular with the vegans. There will be a shopping voucher from Island Grocer, $50 shopping voucher. Waiheke Water, who are back in production, they're going to provide water on the night plus some prize packs.
Good for him.
Factory Ceramics are going to put up some pottery awards. And then we've got fantastic poetry books from the Ockham Book Awards. And Karen McKenzie at Lighthouse PR has just been amazing. And we've got books from University Press, a publisher called Your Life, Live It, and Te Ra Arawa Press. And they've given three books in each of those categories, which is really stunning.
Yeah, that's
like
very good.
Huge.
Did you jack up all of those?
Yeah, I did.
Well, that's pretty good. That's pretty good going.
Keeps
that's
me busy for
good
a
on you.
While.
Yeah,
it's great to have that support from local businesses. Some of them are not, because we've got the books coming in.
Mm.
And Cooper's Creek, although the wine's not made on the island, they do have a huge connection with Waiheke. So they live here now, the owner. So it's just wonderful how people can see the value of creating an award around poetry and supporting the arts, because that's what it's about.
So what makes a good poet? What do you think?
I think somebody, well, I don't know about the young people, they're just fresh with ideas and they haven't learned how not to say things. But I think the poets that I enjoy have lived, really lived some life and have stories to tell. I don't know about.
Yeah, and I think avoiding cliches. So finding another way of saying something that is interesting and that will pique your curiosity.
Yeah.
Young children tend to rhyme and use that rhyming form. And that's what we expect from 7 to 12 year olds. And then the teenagers are getting a little bit past that and moving and exploring the use of language.
Right.
And that becomes really interesting. And then with adults, it's pretty well open, but avoiding cliches and finding your own voice and finding your own way of expressing a feeling. And I guess the big thing is...
I couldn't put it better myself.
...is, don't tell, don't... you really want people to imagine it more than you actually telling them what to think. So that's a little clue.
Sweet. So 25th of August,
2018. Yes, at the library.
At the library. That's and look out for the poster because that really is something.
That's I might take that.
Can I have that?
Well, that's my stepson, Miles Gillette.
He did that.
He does the poem, posters for us each month, and that one was one of his best, yes.
Yep.
I mean, he But it culls the art in and things like
that. Right.
So we're very happy to have, I'm very lucky to have him on board.
I think I'm going to take that.
You did mention was the teenage voice. Now, that is a group that we're looking to bring in this year because last year lots of children put in, we had lots of adult entries, but the teenage group is who we'd really like to get some entries from this
year. Yeah, to encourage them to feel confident enough to have a go.
Yes, and we've asked Brent's at the high school and so is Russell DeLue, and so we've asked them to put the word out there. It's obviously holidays at the moment, but we're hoping to get that some voices in from there.
Well, it's always good to get kids creating, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Well, the young people are very brave to put forward, but I think, I don't know if the teenagers are just too busy with schoolwork or they're too critical of their own work to put it forward, or I don't know, but I'm sure there's some good voices out there that we'd like to hear. There's also been two poetry workshops in the lead up to this event already.
Wow.
It's been done by Michelle Choate, and the other one was done by, who's the other one here? Or maybe that was the one, but I think there's another one.
There's another one coming up.
Yes, that's right. Who's
by Michaela.
Oh, that's right, by Michaela, yes. So look out for those workshops. Yeah. They're at the library, aren't they?
And they're going to take place ahead of the event.
Yes.
So hopefully we'll be getting some content and performers from those events.
Well, they'll gain a little
confidence.
Oh, that's great.
Sometimes that's all it takes is just that little push to make people feel, I could stand to have someone else read this.
Yeah.
Taking that first step, it's huge.
Mm.
And there will be a lot of people out there who are writing away and they've got a little drawer or box stuffed full of their little notes that they've made over the year. Hey, go through that. Find one that's your best and enter it. Mm. And you don't know, you might be empowered to continue on and then you'll be able to call yourself a poet, as I can now.
That's right. Awesome. I just found the info. For 13 to 18-year-olds, the workshop is on Monday the 16th of July.
So okay.
They could get in on that from 10 a.m. to 12:30. And the cost is $25 and it includes snacks.
Right.
So there you go.
Which you need for teenagers.
Yeah, probably.
For more information, so that's at the library as well. And more information and bookings, email mchoo@aucuni.ac.nz.
Yeah. Just want to clarify something there. When I said you need a shovel for teenagers, I wasn't talking about food getting it into them with the shovel rather than anything else you might do to a teenager with a shovel.
Right. So I think we'll just leave that there. Really.
So we will leave some of those emails with you if you want.
Yes, please.
I'll write those.
Yeah, so I've got your email addresses here. So if you need to get in touch and do, because this is a really, this is a great thing to do, and just the ability to speak in public. That's a skill that, that'll do you well throughout your life, especially if you're young and you're nervous or whatever. Trust me.
It's true.
It's a great skill to have. So get in touch with Katie at Katsun, KATSUN at extra.co.nz.
That's for poems.
For poems.
Yes.
And Julie, you can also reach at Julie, J-U-L-I-E, at Shared Kitchen, S-H-A-R-E-D, kitchen.co.nz.
And that's for the bookings.
That's for the actual event. All right, good.
And I just want to say last thing. Last year's one was one of the biggest events that was held at the library to date.
Wow.
So we were really amazed how many people turned out.
Yeah, so don't leave it until the end if you are interested in coming, because there will be a cut-off point.
Oh, and the poetry competition finishes at 5 o'clock on August the 4th.
Right.
So you need to get writing people and send them in.
So that's, what, 3 weeks from now? Is that right?
Something like that. Yeah.
I don't know what the date is today.
I know what day
it's Bastille Day today.
You know, 14th of July. And I don't know what day of the week it is.
I didn't. I only know that because I've got the 14th of July up on Wikipedia here. Really, that's how I operate. There's no preparation goes into this. All right, ladies. Well, thank you for coming down.
Thanks.
It's a pleasure to have you in the studio.
Yeah,
and good luck with the event. And I'll be sure to mention those email addresses as well before I go off air today. So
thank
I'll.
You.